You're listening to the Prepper Recon Podcast. For questions, comments, and podcast archives, go to PrepperRecon.com.
Are you a pastor who doesn't feel led to address politics in your church? Do shivers of fear run up your spineless back every time you consider teaching about liberty or the Constitution? Don't fret, you're not alone. In fact, most American pastors are just like you. But you do need to prepare for a period of adjustments in the near future. Soon, thanks to your dereliction of duty, freedom of religion will be gone and the church doors will be chained shut, leaving your sorry tail out of a job. That's why we've started the Prepper Recon Vocational School for Pastors. We'll train you to thrive in the post-church world of tomorrow in jobs like air duct installation. Having no backbone makes you a top candidate for moving around in tight spaces. Shoeshining is another option. Many boot-licking preachers find the transition remarkably fluid. Don't wait until the padlock is already on the door of your 501c3 house of worship. Call now and enroll today.
I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out jmbullion.com today.
Today's guest is Bob Griswold of Ready Made Resources. Bob, welcome back to the show.
It's always a pleasure to be here, and I'm glad to be back.
It's great to have you back, and we're great to hear that you're doing okay, because we know that you're not that far from the area where all the disaster was around Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg and all those areas that had so much fire. Of course, that fire was all the way, there were fires burning all the way down to northern Georgia. So it was pretty widespread as far as the scope of the areas affected.
You know, it was really a national disaster on with very few parallels in our history, Hurricane Katrina and maybe a few others. But, I mean, we had fires within a couple miles of our home. I mean, there were mornings we woke up that literally you could barely see anything because the smoke was so thick. We had had an historic drought. I mean, it had been, I think they said, the worst drought in over 100 years, which precipitated the worst fire. This was the worst fire in Tennessee in over 100 years. And so it has been catastrophic for our state. The people up in Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge are particularly hard hit. And I hope you don't mind me mentioning it, but we talked a little bit before the show. Dolly Parton has started a fund. She started actually a foundation to help the people that have been affected so gravely by this up there. And it's My People Fund. People can look it up, My People Fund. She has pledged $1,000 a month for every family that has lost a home, which is at least 700 homes right now, for up to 6 months while they get back on their feet. So, you know, she has really done a lot. The federal government has really been quiet on this. They haven't reported it. The news media haven't talked about it. You know, I think it's – a lot of people think around here think it's political because, you know, basically we were a red state, and that's a highly red place area where it was affected so gravely. And so really not much was done or said about any of it. And so she has really taken the bull by the horns, to say, and she's really helping those people out quite a bit. And I would encourage anybody, just imagine having everything, your car, your home, all your family heirlooms, everything gone, and just minutes to evacuate and then come back to, you know, charred remains at this time of the year, you know, Christmas time. And I would really encourage anybody who would want to help, GoFundMe. She has pledged all the proceeds, unlike other organizations that keep a large percent of the proceeds. All the proceeds will go to help those afflicted.
Yeah, and that's fantastic. And we're getting so close to Christmas, and you know, instead of buying each other junk, you know, maybe that's something you could think about doing instead, is, you know, donating a portion of what you'd budgeted for Christmas to helping these folks out that have absolutely nothing now. And you know, and maybe even I would go so far as to say, think about setting aside a portion of your tithe, because especially so many churches nowadays, you know, it's just more money for a newer HD projector or new pew cushions, and there's a lot of it's getting to be a lot like the U.S. government, just waste, fraud, and abuse of the way that the money's spent in a lot of these churches. So I don't think that God would be too awful upset if you set aside a portion of your tithe to help these folks out, because that's what we're really supposed to do, is to help our brothers and sisters in need. And that's, you know, that's the call of being a Christian.
I mean, we're in the heart of the Bible Belt here. Dollywood, just so you'll know, if you ever go to Dollywood, the park named after Dolly Parton, it has a chapel inside the park. They have daily services that they offer at that chapel inside a theme park. A few years ago, and I don't know, we might be getting a little off point there, but they actually had an Old West gun shop in there, and I actually purchased I think it was an 18-something Navy Colt revolver. And my wife goes, "Why are you buying that?" And I said, "Well, there's not too many theme parks you can go to and say you bought a gun at a theme park."
And, that's true.
And so I bought the Navy revolver at the theme park, and I've never even fired it. It's a working model. It actually works if you bought the cap and ball and everything else you need. But I just did it for that purpose so I could say, you know, I don't think you could go to Disney World or any of those down in Epcot in Florida and say, "I bought a gun there," you know. I don't think that would probably work. But, Dollywood, we actually bought that firearm there. So I just encourage people. It's a very good place in the country. If you have a vacation planned, consider coming up here and maybe putting your money up here and, you know, helping the people out here as far as donating to My People Fund. That's what it is, My People Fund. And like she said, that all the money will go to help those afflicted, and not like some organizations keep most of it, invest it, and just use the interest on that money to help people. And then if you look at the CEOs of their organizations, they get, you know, huge seven figure salaries. So that's what I meant. You know, also it really goes to show you the fact that the president. And the government has not hardly mentioned anything about this, with so many people afflicted. I can only imagine if it had been a part of the country that, you know, where you had a more diverse population or a population that had voted Democrat, I think you would have seen the news media, you would have seen everybody, you know, up in arms all over the newspaper demanding federal help. You would have seen it all. But we didn't see a lot here. And the other thing, Mark, is we didn't see a lot of people. I mean, people were very generally, I mean, in the very worst time of their life. I mean, we had people that died up there. A lot of people got injured. We didn't see pretty much any uncivil behavior. It was all helping each other. So it was a good part. But at the same time, if you could go online and you saw a lot of the left, actually, because of the nature of the people up there, has some very, very awful comments to say about, you know, wish the whole place had burnt down, you know, and pejorative remarks towards the people in Tennessee or Georgia, you know, where we're affected. And it just goes to show you, Mark, and this is what I said. I think Donald Trump's election is a good thing, but I'd really, at the end of the day, I have questions whether it'll solve anything. Meaning, we had 50 million people in this country that voted for Donald Trump, but at the same time, we had 50 million people that voted for an occultist, pedophile, Illuminist. She was a member of Illuminati, you know, a rape enabler. I mean, you can put the wicked term to her, a murderer. I mean, you know, and 50 million people voted for her. Now, I'm not saying every one of those 50 million people are in the same boat she's in, but when you can vote for somebody like that, it shows a great divide in our country, and I think we're seeing it today still. I don't think it's gone away. I think as Donald Trump moves, unless he might cave and he might just completely acquiesce to the powers that be. But if he tries to stand up, I think we're going to see what I'm terming a blue-gray moment in our country. And by blue-gray, I mean 1860s blue-gray, you know, north-south blue-gray. And so I think we have a lot of issues in this country to face, and I think if by the grace of God we get through them, it will be by God's grace. But we are faced with some very, very substantial problems right now, Mark, and it's not a time for people to let their guard down. It's for people to watch and pray, because, again, the blood The unrequited blood of 70 million children is still unaccounted for. And I don't think, you know, we're going to see that go away anytime soon. I don't think anybody's going to address the same-sex marriage issue. And all the other things that have made America, you know, and the boat we're in, the huge gargantuan debt we're in. Donald Trump's he's got a lot on his plate there. If for some reason he stops spending that $1 trillion a year, $1.5 trillion a year that Barack Obama's been spending over and above the budget, that's $1 trillion that's going to come out of our economy. That's going to be catastrophic if he tries to do that. If the bankers, if he doesn't play ball with them, all they have to do is raise the interest rate, you know, up to a normal interest rate, and we would quickly be buried in interest payments on our debt. So there's a lot going on. And again, it's not time for people to think we've dodged a bullet. This is something we're going to have to walk and work through if there is any light on the end of the tunnel. In my spirit, I just ask people to pray and ask the Lord in their spirits, are we at a blue-gray moment in our country? Have the sides become so polarized, so unreconcilable that there's no common ground anymore?
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Katie Armor offers affordable body armor, including level 3 trauma plates made of AR-500 steel. They can endure multiple rounds from pistols and rifles up to 7.62 NATO. Order today from katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Ready-Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at readymaderesources.com.
Get prepared before disaster strikes. PrepperRecon.com offers Molly-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, tough strip bandages, and so much more. Kits are available in OD Green, Coyote, Black, and ACU. $99 includes shipping. Go to PrepperRecon.com and click the store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.
I think you really, really hit the nail on the head there. And I think we are at that point. And I think that we just don't have anything in common anymore. And the middle is so small now. The people that are sort of in that gray area, and it's very, very black and white as far as the left and the right, and the chasm in between is getting just further and further apart to where I don't feel like I have anything in common with these people, and it's very, very obvious by their speech and their media and their spokesmen that they don't feel like they have anything in common with me. So,
you know, Mark, it goes beyond not anything in common. There's a virtual hatred for you. There's many of them out there that want you dead. If you follow social media, I mean, you can go to these sites and they are absolutely just calling for, you know, some of them are outright slaughter, criminal prosecution. We see now that Facebook and Google are trying to get together and censor the internet. And, you know, extremism is what they're calling it. Well, extremism to the left is the truth. You know, that's what they want to do is purge the truth. We saw that Washington Post article where they demonized 200 top alternate news sites, called them Russian propaganda sites. I mean, this is the level of hatred that is going on. And you know, and we have to be honest with ourselves. We don't hate those people. We don't, but we hate everything they stand for. I hate socialism. I hate communism. I hate it because I think it's an antichrist philosophy of man, approach to mankind and the way God made man. We hate the sin that they promote. We hate the fact that they allow generations of people, and with compassion on the people that are trapped in a system of welfare that doles out meager existence, so they keep voting for them. But it keeps them entrapped in a system that just never lets them achieve anything in life. I mean, they make sure they go through a government school where they don't learn anything. They might learn how to put a condom on, and I'm not trying to be funny, but that's the kind of stuff they teach. But they come out of school sometimes just ignorant. And so they're trapped in a cycle of poverty and, you know, lack of education, and so then violence and anger. and they fuel that violence and anger. And I think there's a lot of elements in this country right now that are going to be – we're going to be dealing with, especially if Donald Trump tries to fulfill some of the things that he has talked about doing. We have a highly, highly segmented society, and I think the election showed that and proved that. And the fact right now that there's even a I don't know where to go. It might not go anywhere, but, you know, that there's a fight over electors who they're going to vote for, and there's recounts threatened. That might not go anywhere, but it's still – we haven't reached two dates yet. December 19th when the electors vote, and there's going to be some – there's going to be some of those electors that are not going to vote for Trump. I mean, they've already said they're not going to do it, whether and it probably won't be enough to do anything. That's one thing, but it just shows that even amongst the electoral system of the United States, there is division like we've not had. And second, you know, when he's inaugurated, we don't know what will go on between now and then, and how the protest will arise that will – I mean, they could create some real problems very quickly, and not even in Washington, even though I think Washington will be a hub of protest. But I mean, they could, you know, stage some pretty dramatic events around the country. Again, reflecting the fact that we have become, you know, a polarized, divided nation. And you know, Mark, as you read the scripture, you realize that. This is the result of the church not being the church. You talked about the church wanting to build bigger buildings, buses and budgets, all that stuff, you know. And it's a result of the church. They don't talk about holiness, repentance, sanctification. They don't talk about the you know, you don't hear sermons on the hope of the believer, the return of Christ. None of those things we hear anymore in churches. We hear churches about how God loves you and what makes you feel good and how you're supposed to be successful and yada, yada, you know, all this humanistic philosophy. And so as a result, the gospel has been watered down and secular humanism has completely overtaken our society. And in that secular humanism, we see the end result of it, and that's division, hatred, you know, all these things the scripture says will come our way, you know, Deuteronomy 28 type stuff. We see it happening in our country because the church and the Christians on a large scale have exchanged the gospel of the being crucified with Christ. Remember that? Being crucified with Christ. We've changed the that message that we have to be, you know, die to self, all those things that God wants to enrich us, prosper us, bless us. You know, we're special kids, all this other things. And there's a certain truth to that, but it's not for our own benefit. It's so that as those children that are enriched by the kingdom of God, we can bless others. That gospel's been turned on its head, saying I'm blessed so that I can enjoy myself and enjoy all the creature comforts. And that's never in the gospel, never, especially when so many of our brothers and sisters around the world today are absolutely paying the ultimate price, having their bodies degraded or their lives taken for the same message that we sit back and enjoy so easily. So.
And you mentioned that still 50% of the voters still – wanted to see Hillary Clinton take office, and that's going to be one of the big that's been one of the big mantras of the left, that she won the popular vote. And of course, you know, through the electoral system, you know, I think she got 100% of the dead people that voted for Hillary Clinton. She took most of the states where you don't have to have an ID to vote.
Not one state where you had to have, you know, and same with Barack Obama. Not one state where you had to produce a voter ID did Barack Obama win. So I mean, it's easy to round up and have people vote that aren't, you know, constitutionally allowed to vote, and do that. So, you know, we have a system in this country that's every one of our institutions. This is it. And this is why I tell people, don't let your guard down. Mark, is our education system breaking down?
Absolutely.
Is our financial system breaking down?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is our military defense system breaking down? I could go through system after system like this. Has our VA system broken down? You know, our veterans? Has it broken down? it's in a stage of breaking down and collapse, corruption, because first of all, we've spent so much money we don't have, and on top of it, we've been infiltrated, and Lincoln warned us of it, many people have warned us of it. We've been infiltrated because we haven't been diligent as people, as constitutional, maybe Christian Americans, to stand up and say, no, this is not allowed. We've wanted to play the, you know, big tent game, all included. And we've brought in people, I mean, a group. Not every Muslim wants this, but a certain percentage of these Muslims that are coming in our country say that we want Sharia law. We do not believe in a constitutional republic. So we have enemies within our country now. And to get those out of our country, it's almost to the point where God told Saul that because you did not obey the voice of the Lord in cleansing the land of all these things, that they're going to be a hindrance to you from now to in perpetuity. And we have brought things into our country now that I'm afraid are going to be a hindrance to our constitutional republic, our freedoms, and perpetuity. And the more they bring in, the more it's going to grow, because the culture is so different. It's so buried between a biblical understanding of man and an Islamic understanding of man, a biblical understanding of freedom and theirs and what they want to put people under, the Sharia law they put people under. The two are not congruent. They cannot be together. And so conflict and division, eminence, hatred, all the things that a good Marxist likes, we're going to see in our country. And it's, in my opinion, now I could be wrong. I pray in some ways I'm wrong, but I also understand that the word of God is the word of God. It's going to be fulfilled, that we have brought this on ourselves, and it's not going to go away. Donald Trump's not going to fix it. It's a good thing he got elected, but he's not going to fix it. So, that's what I'm thinking. And if you disagree, please feel free to say so. So, again, it's a time that we get our heart and life right with the Lord. We forsake the sin, as the Bible says, that so easily does beset us, because it's easy to go back into our comfort chair now because, we've got our man in place. And then we forget that the powers that be, the Soroses and the Rothschilds, the bankers, all these people have an unlimited sum of money to throw at him and make his life miserable, whether it's, protest, whether it's terrorism, whether it's war, whatever. They have proven themselves, the globalists have proven themselves, that they will murder a million people easily to get what they want. They have no conscience when it comes to that. And so just encourage the listeners that if you're a constitutionalist or a Christian, don't let your guard down. Don't let it down for a minute. It's not this simple, folks. It doesn't start here. It's not going to be changed here. If it does change and we do have revival, it'll change through the move of God through His people when there's contriteness and brokenness in our hearts over the gross and immoral sin of our nation.
That's the end of the first half of my interview with Bob Griswold of ReadyMadeResources.com. Tune in next week for the rest of the show.
Through Jackals by best-selling author Mark Goodwin. Danny Walker's survival retreat has been devastated by violence since the detonation of the EMP. Regent Slusher's designs on absolute power have already brought him to Danny's doorstep once, leaving a trail of blood and heartbreak in his wake. Another conflict with a malicious dictator will spell certain death for the remaining members of the compound. Danny's only hope is to infiltrate Schlusher's camp and bring him down from the inside. It's a risky proposition. If he is caught, he'll be executed as a spy, but there is no other alternative. In this epic struggle between good and evil, Danny's mettle will be tested, his faith will be tried, and he'll have to dig deep for the courage to continue. Buy your copy of A Haunt for Jackals, Book 3 of Seven Cows, Ugly and Gaunt, in paperback, Kindle, or audio edition from Amazon.com today.